Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I'm your host for this evening's show, Henrietta Burrs from Chicago. And we are doing a countdown to Belize. The annual summit event is in less than a month. It actually begins on the 30th of July, and we are in Belize City, Belize. You'll hear a little wind in the background because we are live from the lakefront in Chicago, and tonight we have a wonderful interview with a couple who are the world's greatest steppers. And, you know, Chicago is known for their steppers. So we're going to do an interview with them in just a few moments. But before we go to them, I want to say a little bit about Belize, a lot of, about Belize. You've got to go to blacksummit.org and get registered. Go to blacksummit.org and register. Go to blacksummit.org and register. You know, our question this year asks, are you in alignment with your authentic self? Are you in alignment? Do my triggers reveal to me? Two or three different questions, and it is in Belize City, Belize, that we will distinguish those questions. We've been in that question since we left Ottawa last year, and we're countdown to Belize City. Our host team, our Belize team, Belize/host team, they're preparing the opening night events for us. They are just on the ground and running, so we ask you to join us in Belize City, Belize, for the annual summit event 2014 with the International Black Summit. As always, we begin our shows, our meetings, our everything with the declaration of the International Black Summit, and if we'll let you know what our conversation is about. Our summit is a conversation. It's the International Black Summit conversation. And so in our conversation, in our communicating, in our listening to one another, we get to hear what life is saying to us so that we can hear, like really, really hear what we are to be. And so our declaration makes us present to those things that sometimes we forget about. So listen as I generate the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. Let me repeat. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for, grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, unity, responsibility, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, June 6th, 2014. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. And this is July 6, 2014. And once again, I'm live in Chicago with two of the world's greatest stepers right here. And we are going to interview and have a wonderful interview with them shortly. But once again, I invite you to go to blacksummit.org and register for the annual summit event. We're going to Belize on July 30th, 2014. So as you register for the summit event, I want you to remember one of the things that we do whenever we get together is dance. We dance. And people are always asking me when I'm there, what's that dance? Because people come from all over the world. What's that dance you do, Henrietta? Because I step by myself when I'm at the annual summit. But, you know, some people, like in the north, in the southeast, they called it swing. Some people call it round dancing. Some people call it two-step. We used to call it bopping, you know, and now we call it stepping. So I'm going to introduce you to two of the world's great steppers right here on Lake Michigan in Chicago. So let me introduce you to Cynthia Shanks and Stan Bailey, two of the world's greatest steppers. So say hello to the...
Hi, everybody. This is Cynthia Shanks, the original master stepper of the city of Chicago.
Hello, my name is Stan Bailey, and I'm known as the Maven Instructor.
Great. So I need to put this on. Right. Okay. So tell me how you all got into stepping.
Myself, my dad taught me how to dance at the age of 7, and that was the old folk swing, as they called it.
Okay.
And I proceeded on through grammar school, and then into high school, I learned how to bop.
Okay.
We used to go to this place called Times Square.
Yes, I remember Times Square.
I had 48th and Wabash.
Yeah.
And we danced there. We had a set every Sunday. Herb Kent, Loretta, the boss lady, were the DJ.
Okay,
and I proceeded on. I have been teaching stepping since 1983.
Whoa.
Okay. And in 1991, I entered my first World's Largest Steppers Contest, but it was by Budweiser and V103, World's Largest Steppers Contest.
Okay.
And I won.
Okay.
The first time that I entered, I won. The partner that I had, his name was Gregory Adro, and we won $5,000.
In 1983? 1991.
Right.
Okay.
But I have been teaching since 83.
Okay.
I would teach my friends and, you know, just groups of people, but never had a permanent class.
Uh-huh.
In 1992? What? Oh, 1996. A new 50-yard line that was in Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
I started a class out there. And since then, I have been teaching a structured class ever since. And we are celebrating, Stanford and I are celebrating 8 years at the Southside Y on 63rd and Stony in Chicago. We've been there hosting our classes on Mondays and Wednesday nights from 7 to 9. Give us the address. The address is 6330 South Stony Island, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. Great. So you started teaching in 83.
Right.
You won your first contest in 91.
My first major contest.
With major money. Right. Okay.
I have won several contests, but this was major money.
Right. Okay. So your classes are on Monday and Wednesday?
Right.
7 to 9 p.m.
Right.
Okay. And how much are the classes?
The classes are $20 per class, or you can pay for 6 classes in advance, pay $95, and save $25.
Okay. Great. So even people like who live in Detroit or Iowa or Ohio or whatever, you can drive in.
Right.
You can drive in for class.
We've had people come in from St. Louis, from Detroit, Cleveland, weekly to take our class.
Like, okay.
Okay. Go back home.
Okay.
And have a good time.
Okay.
Another thing that we have been doing is we're about to celebrate our 10th anniversary. We are the only certified, qualified vendor for Chicago Public Schools who have been ordained to go to the schools and teach stepping. As part of the curriculum. We have a foundation in which we give out annual scholarships in a junior high school steppers competition. Last year, we gave out a total of $8,000 in scholarships to students who knew how to do the dance as we have taught it. So we have gone all around the country. We were hired to come to Las Vegas to teach all the teachers in the Clark County Public School System how to teach their students to step in their PE class.
Oh, my God. So, see, in the Declaration of the International Black Summit, we declare community. So you all are really, really heavy into community.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I mean, really, because you taking it from your dad's generation to your generation.
Right.
So now you're doing the students. You know, and the students, the teachers rather, and the students.
Yes.
So that's clearly a great community
work. We love teaching adults, but if we pass it on to the younger people, then they will come up the way in which we are teaching them. We find that all the young men and women, they love to come in and learn the dance of stepping. The guys like pulling their pants up and putting their shirts in their pants. The young ladies like not showing their midsection. They like being treated like ladies. And the guys love to treat them as if they are true gentlemen.
That is wonderful. Now, state your name again.
My name is Stan Bailey.
Stan Bailey. And
I'm Cynthia Shanks.
Cynthia Shanks. So we're live in Chicago. We're sitting on Lake Michigan with three of my great friends and two of the greatest steppers in the city, in the world. Okay, so if you're right, but they're in Chicago and they're from Chicago. Let me take some credit there.
We our youngest winner this year is 12 years old. And he steps like he's been doing it since he come out the womb.
And he probably has. He probably has.
He's only been stepping for 2 years.
For 2 years.
He came with his sister who was in our class last year, and she was one of our last year winners.
Mm-hmm.
And she's down at Kentucky State, and she has a little steppers class down there. Because our of our class is so that anybody that really pays attention and learns the class, it's transferable. You can take it yourself, and if you teach it the way it was taught to you by us, then it won't do anything but continue to spread.
Okay.
And like I call it, spreading Steppers love.
Okay.
That's how I signed off each of my letters, spreading Steppers love.
Okay, now tell me, a few minutes ago you all were talking about this hug thing you have going in class. He was saying, what's a hug in? Tell me about what's a hug in.
Well, you know, most organizations try to have an icebreaker when people start to associate with one another. So whenever we have a class or we meet and greet, you must hug coming in and you must hug coming out, because from kids to adults, no one knows what they had gone through before they arrived at class. So whatever it is or whatever they're going through, they will find a tendency to forget about it once they receive a hug.
Okay. The power of a hug. The power of a hug. Now, what made you all come up with that?
Because we're hugging people, period. Okay. And to greet somebody, it really does make a person feel good just to be held and hugged.
Okay.
It's not no that type of hug. We always call it a church hug. But, you know, you give your hug, and it is powerful enough to make someone feel good.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
That they're watching now.
Okay, so there's a video, and what I do is I ask somebody to put it on our website so people can see it from blacksummit.org. So as soon as I can get somebody to do that,
Facebook.
Okay, you'll be able to see the 12-year-old guy who's dancing with one of the instructors.
Well,
and he's cool and he's smooth. And sixth grade. Okay, oh my God, you gotta see this. But I'll ask our tech people to put it on our website, okay? So everybody will be able to see it. You are listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And we are live in Chicago at Lake Michigan. With some friends of mine, some good friends of mine. You know Karen. You've heard from Karen many times. And my good friend Melanie, and we out here with Otia just kind of hanging out and ran into this wonderful couple, all right, who are the Master Steppers, and they have this wonderful class on Monday and Wednesday. And I'm going to give you their website. Well, let's do it now.
Our website is www.csllp.com. That is for our adult classes, and for our nonprofit youth organization is step-alive.org. So you can connect with us at any time. So that's csllp.com for the adult and step-alive.org for the youth organization. So, thank you, darling.
So wait a minute, I got more questions.
Okay.
So, I started out bopping, and I still think I prefer that only because that's what right. And now, correct me if I'm right. Correct me. Bopping is 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2. And the female starts on the right foot, man on the left foot, to bopping, bopping.
That's when the start of the dance.
That's the start.
The start. The
right.
The start of the dance goes down.
Right.
Dance.
Okay, so that's the beginning. So if I'm going 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2,
yeah.
Now this is how I learned how to do it from my older sister's friends. I went to Parker High School,
okay.
And they were 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2, 1-2-3,
yeah.
Like that, bopping.
Let me give you a description of stepping.
Okay, so wait a minute, just so I can make the change in my head.
Okay, let me tell you. The one thing that goes bopping and stepping has two things in common. They both done with eight steps to the dance.
Okay.
Okay.
The difference in the dance is that bopping goes east and west. Because if you remember, we did that shuffle, shuffle, and cross, and then you cross back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was bopping, and it went east and west.
Okay.
When the transition of stepping came in back in the mid-70s, we went north and south.
Okay.
Stepping was brought about because of the name of the parties in which we were going to. They were called stepper set because there was no disco.
Okay.
Okay? The biggest thing that we did that was close to a disco was Charlie Green's line dance.
Right.
Okay?
The bus stop. Right.
Okay?
Right.
And after that, you went right back to stepping, and you went right back into walking.
Right.
Okay? And walking is just a form of slow dance, but instead of standing in one spot, you move counterclockwise on the dance floor.
If I may give you a little further clarification, they both have 8 steps, but they are done a little differently because you're going east to west opposed to north to south when you're bopping. When you're stepping, there are still 8 steps, but you have to count the steps more like a musician will count the notes when he's playing music. For instance, you have 1, 2, and 3. Those are like whole notes.
Okay.
4 and 5 are like 2 half notes.
Okay.
And 6 is a whole note. And 7 and 8 are 2 half notes. So we count it as 1, 2, 3, double step, step, double step. It's still a, and your double step is a quick step, which is in ballroom dancing. They never say double step. They say quick step. Quick step means that you're taking 2 steps in the same count that you normally would take 1.
So that's where you get the half note.
Yeah, exactly.
The half note count. Okay.
And most people don't teach it that way because they were taught how to step more or less by someone who was bopping and said 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. But if you teach it that way, then you're going sideways east to west, and when a man tries to turn you while you are in the middle of your 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, you will get off center.
Okay. Okay. So rather than going east to west or side,
yeah,
from one side to the side,
yeah, then you cross to the right, and then you cross back to the left.
Uh huh.
And then you did the thing, you know, and that's the way we dance. I did that for years in high school. I came out of DeSable in 1971, and I came out as the best female stepper in the high school.
Okay.
Okay. But it was also because I was one of those that went to Times Square.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Partied on the weekend.
Yeah. You brought home because you had good grades.
That's right. You
did go. You did what they call chores.
Uh huh.
And you went to church.
That's right.
So you had a privilege to go on Sunday.
That's right.
To Times Square.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Oh, that's great. So it's like this, and it's what's so interesting about this is people are still learning how to do it, and it came out in the 70s.
Yes.
Right.
And people are still learning. But it's so, you know, like what I remember, because we were boppers, and stepping kind of came out when I was in high school, right?
Stepping originated in Chicago.
Yeah.
No matter where it is in the country now,
uh-huh,
the boots. Just like Alex Haley,
the roots,
okay, are from Chicago.
Okay.
Okay? And I said myself, Southside. You know, it was around Chicago, but it started here. And sometimes the bad part about it is that the people that are taking the lessons and taking it to different states and cities and teaching really don't always know exactly what they're doing. You have a person, some people can take 5 or 6 classes
and then declare themselves an instructor.
Mm-hmm.
You have people out here giving themselves a name, okay? The Grand Master, the Michael Jordan, all of these different things that they do, they let people, you know, imagine that I'm the best. Now, that is not to say that there could not be someone out here as good as I am or better. My title was given to me. I did not give it to myself. I earned it through competition.
Okay. Your title once again?
I am the original master stepper of the city of Chicago from the Budweiser B103 World's Largest Steppers Contest. 1996.
That's almost, hey, that's almost 20 years ago. It's almost 20 years. It's almost 20 years. So this is just like so wonderful. You know, this is really, really wonderful because this is something that will never end. It will never end. This is something that will continue. It's excellent exercise. You know, I mean, it's really great exercise. You just had my 61st birthday last Thursday, July 3rd.
So and it is good exercise, okay, and it's a good form of relaxation, okay. I can always tell somebody, if you're not feeling good, go to your steppers class. It's normally set up to make you feel better, and your instructors should make you feel better. When you go out, we go out as a group. We were out last night. My instructors, they dance with my students. You know, we don't go out and not dance with your students. You know, I know some instructors that do, and, you know, you hear students complain about, I go, I pay them my money, but when I'm out and they see me, they won't dance with me. Well, in Chicago Style Steppers LLP, when you go out with us, we make sure you dance. Ladies have no problem. Now, grant you, there may not be as many men as there are ladies, but we always make sure that the men that are with us, they make sure that those ladies have a good time and dance. And that's the way it should be within every class that a person takes.
That's one of the issues. Earlier, you know, I want to come to class, but I don't have a partner.
You don't need a partner to come to class.
Okay.
The class starts when you get there.
The class starts when you get there.
Your first class starts when you get there. Hey, there's no special session going on. When you come for your very first time, that's when your class starts.
Okay, so let me ask this question. Let me ask one other question. Well, not one other, but another question. You know, dancing under the, what's it called, Chicago Dance on Balboa in Michigan. Now, do you all do
that?
Okay, are you doing it this year?
No, we're not. I applied, but we weren't chosen. So whomever is out there, I hope they're doing it well. But we did it 2 years ago as a favor for Casper, B103's DJ. And so we did Chicago Dance. Okay, I had taken my class down there. And when I walked in, Casper, being a very good friend of mine, said, hey, okay, I need you as an instructor tonight. So we did it. And so, you know, we are on Facebook under Chicago Dance. We're on, what's that other one? YouTube. Yeah, we're on YouTube under Chicago Dance, 212. So we've done quite a few things.
This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network,
And you are listening to our interview with the world's greatest steppers.
The world's greatest steppers. That I remember very well. And we're live right here in Chicago on Lake Michigan, and we're just enjoying the, you know, the last part of this weekend, which has been beautiful here in Chicago. We invite you to go to blacksummit.org and register for the annual summit event in Belize on the 30th of June. Join us there. Remember, if you've never done the summit before, please register for the prerequisite, because you will have to be in the prerequisite on Thursday, and then the conversation starts on Friday. So go to blacksummit.org and register for the annual summit event in Belize City, Belize, July 30th. We're going to get back to our to this interview that I'm loving, and I wish you all could see me dance, because I'm dancing to me. I'm going to get this done. I'm going to make sure I have it, and I'll be teaching, and I'll be one of these people that she's talking about who takes three classes and considers them a teacher. But you know, when we go to the summit, I always have to do something, and and my friend Oren is always, he's from New York, and he's always, what is that dance you're doing? Show me how to do it. Love you. So I will be showing you all what I learned, because I'll be coming to class this week and next week, and then after that I'll be out of town, so I'll get to show you the right way to do. Well, not that I was doing it wrong. I was just doing it the way I do it, but I'll be able to share some other steps with you. Thank you so much. Now let's get back and just see if anybody else has any questions for them. Mel, this is Mel.
I do. Talking about the root of the stepping and how it really goes back into African dance, and how also, because Bill Stan didn't say, he is a masterful ballroom dancer, and I was asking him about, with all the interest in ballroom dancing, was he going to consider beginning a ballroom dancing class also? And so then he was telling me, and Stan, take it from there.
Well, the point that I was trying to make is that 90% of all the dancing that we're here, they are some form of an African dance. The dances were taken from us as a generation of dark-skinned people, and depending upon whether it was in France or it was Latin America or what have you, they did not have the rhythm and the feelings that we had. So they took whatever wonderful dance it was that we were doing it, and they slowed it down or they changed it to a pace in which they can do. Subsequently, as the years went on, they took those same dances and brought them down to such a slow level, and they started calling them ballroom dances. As time went on, as a culture, we started to do them again, and we thought that we were learning something that was being done for the very first time, when in fact we were doing something that our people originated.
Wow.
And yes, I am thinking about bringing it back, but I would love to do it where I could explain to all of my students the dance that they were doing and exactly where it originated from.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, because I actually had noticed some similarities in ballroom dancing and when people step and things like that, but I didn't know that. I thank you for opening my eyes and enlightening me. But, you know, everything always, when you think about it, somehow comes back to us, how it was taken from us and changed. And, you know, if you know any difference between African music and European music, you know, the main thing is that beat. The emphasis from the one to the three to the, as we like it, the two and the four. Okay, I know that. I know that we are two and the four type of people, and they are one and the three type people. So I can see how that would have evolved into something, and now we're seeing it and thinking that this is something new that's being passed down, and this actually originated with us.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's great. Just one more time, if there's where you all are going to be, your website, you know, your classes again, if you would just let us know. And oh, the workshop is coming up.
Yes, we do annually. We do a instructor's workshop. So this year, we're planning the workshop for late August. We're trying to put it together now to make sure that if it's, you know, feasible for us, we'll do this. But every year, and like Stan said, we're going to be doing our 10th year anniversary of our Black Tie and Junior High and High School Stepper Scholarship Competition. That will be next June, probably the first Saturday of June or the second Saturday of June. We're trying to put our location down. Our website for adults are www.csslp.com. That's www.csslp.com. That's for our adult classes at the Southside YMCA, 6330 South Stony, Monday and Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Our youth classes will start back up in October with After School Matters, and it will also be held at the Southside YMCA Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our tweens and teens. So their website is, for the youth organization, is step-alive.org. That's step-alive.org. So I would like to thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you so much. Thank you all so much, Anne, and Stan, and Cynthia. And we will see you on Monday at the Y, Southside Y, 63rd and Stony Island at 7 p.m.
All are welcome.
Okay. And we'll put the pictures of the 12-year-old stuff, and we'll put that on the website at blacksummit.org in a day or so. And anything else that they give us. So thank you all so much
okay.
for being with us. Thank you. And here's the lady who's having a party today.
Hi, it's Rita. They're my barbecue. Yay.
She had a big barbecue for her family and friends. So thank you for having us. Oh, that's okay. I'll find you.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So thank you again. Remember, go to blacksummit.org and register for the annual summit event in Belize City, Belize, July 30th through August the 4th. If you have not ever done the Black Summit before, you have to do the prerequisite. The prerequisite is on Thursday, 9 a.m., so plan to get to Belize on Wednesday and do the prerequisite on Thursday. Then Friday, the conversation begins. You do the prerequisite Thursday, and then the opening ceremonies are Thursday night, 6 p.m. So thank you to all of our team, Belize, our host team that's in Belize, all of the people who are working so diligently to prepare for our coming. We are so very grateful. Hopefully next week we'll be able to have you on the program so you can kind of bring us up to date about things that are going on and what some of the plans are. You hear the jet skis in the back because, again, we're on Lake Michigan, but thank you again for being with us. So remember, we declare ourselves and our community whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. God bless you, and we'll see you next Sunday. Same time, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. God bless. Good night.